Well, yesterday morning, Answer So-Called Cookie had called me to let me know that the brother, Answer, I'm having So-Called D, was going to court yesterday morning.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and she went to the court, right? And she said that they continued it. He goes back to court on May the 23rd.
Yes, sir.
And that he is now at CMF, and that the judge was passing some kind of law because that he's not there as the regular, I can't remember.
Appear as the regular, yes,
sir. And that so that he would be able to receive his mail and get visits and everything. And she was going to let me know when.
Yeah, well, she'll have to make, we have to pass that because they're just there. But see, while he's there, the case of the feds against him is going to run out. You know, for being in possession, ex-felon possession of a firearm and one shot off or something.
Yes, sir.
By the time, because you got to remember this case that they're up there on, that they're utilizing, it's up into the 2-year process before I even really get into it.
Oh, yes, sir.
So therefore, that time of the opening, then he'll be interstate again.
Yes, sir.
And then interfere.
Yes, sir.
And when he's interstate,
sir?
Then I got the person that's running his right mother, the person that's running his right mother, might cause him to be that day of where he's at, or he'll go to a better place.
Yes, sir. Sir?
Yes, sir.
Hold on for a second. Somebody's calling.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay. Yes?
Hello. May I speak to Lorraine Green, please?
Speaking. May I please call?
Yes, my name is Deborah Bright, and I'm calling from UC Davis Medical Center.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay. I was calling to pre-register you for your appointment on April 1st. Do you have a few moments to...
No, ma'am. Right now, I'm on the phone with a long-distance call.
Can you call me back?
Give me the...
I call you back?
Yes, you can call me back, or you can give me the number, and I'll call you back.
Okay, it's, you know what? Okay, it's 734...
Uh-huh.
74...
Uh-huh.
33...
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Sir?
Yes,
sir.
Okay, that was the UC Davis Medical Center.
Yes, sir.
Calling to re-register me for that appointment that I was supposed to have with them.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And I told her that I would call her back or she could call me back because I was on the phone. With this.
Okay. Yes, sir. Well, you see, that's just that somebody's so-called. Okay, well, we know that Brandon Bennett is in these places here in the hidden universities and schools of the masters. Well,
yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I think you do like that.
Donna's phone is off the hook because...
Well, okay, hope that you know
that. Yes, sir.
That's not saying anybody being a close associate with anybody. We're talking about who will continue the back and forth visiting area of process.
Oh, yes, sir.
Here's the son of man. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, Yes, sir.
The ones who will raise the Santa Man as a group as a whole is the children that will come up that will be raised by the original man, the black woman. So when you raise them with the new civilization and knowledge like you want, that's raising the Son of Man too, the many but one, all the little children.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But when you raise the Son of Man, that means when you, the black woman, the creator, yourself, the wounded man, and when y'all have raised your sons, you understand the son, the reason for son, they're talking about the male gender.
Yes, sir.
The little male gender.
Yes, sir.
You raise.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And when you raise that one, that's another meaning of the raising of the Son of Man. You got to remember, it's got to be 360 degrees or 360 points of relating about the Son of Man and the raising of the Son of Man.
Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
But keep that right now, that particular self, in order to get into the supreme wisdom of the knowledge of who is really the Ancient of Time. You got to understand this. The Ancient of Time, they say, has kinky and wool hair. They say it's symbolic of how old and ancient it is. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you this here. Well, if you notice that the male genders get bald-headed, so therefore it couldn't have been talking so much about the male gender, because that wouldn't have been no somatically thing, because what if all the afterlife, then it says the Ancient of Time would come, and it would have kinky and woolly hair, and it would be gray. Who do you see that has the most distinguishing-looking gray hair that you ever see among the beings of the family? The wounded man.
Yes, sir.
One man.
Yes, sir.
That turns gray, it gets silky like gray. And silky like wool.
Yes, sir.
A special tint to it of its own.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, if that statement was made like that, then it was the semantics of the entropy of the mathematics of that meaning, the solid positive of it, would have to be the black woman, because you ain't never seen a black woman hair go bald.
Yes, sir.
So she would have to be the Ancient of Time that is we talking about.
Yes, sir.
And then when you read the book, it says, behind him you will see the Ancient of Time coming, sitting. What did you say that I said in that book? It said you will see the Ancient of Time coming, you will see the Ancient of Time coming, sitting?
Yes, sir.
He was never taking attention to that statement, sitting. What is meant there? It is meant that the woman was coming under the sign, supposed to be the one who had sinned by being beguiled by the serpent. And that is the Ancient of Time. So they classify her and put her under the title of sinning or the whore.
Yes, sir.
The bitch.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
They say that the way that the black woman is, she is full of sin.
Yes, sir.
See the Ancient of Time coming into sin.
Yes, sir.
Read that book again and you see that it's in there in Message to the Black Man. Have you ever read that? It says you see the Ancient of Time sinning. Isn't that true? So
yes,
you would
sir.
Have the breakdown of what is meant by that, the Ancient of Time sinning.
Yes, sir.
Go back and read Message to the Black Man. Brother Anthony, Mama So-Called Scott will get to the part and read it in the Message to the Black Man again. It's even in his theology, too. But when he gets to it, then he'll read it back to y'all and tell you what page it's on.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes,
sir. I praise you to Allah, God, and the President of the Master, Peace, Allah, Muhammad, especially for the Message of the Madonna, Ben Elijah, Muhammad. Okay, when he calls, tell him to do that for you. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir. So I pray to Allah, God, and the President of the Master, Peace, Allah, Muhammad, especially for the Message of the Madonna, Ben Elijah, Muhammad.
Of Keisha.
Understand what the brother just said.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, also, I wanted to bring this out. After our mom so-called Cynthia.
Yes, ma'am.
With her parole officer.
Yes, ma'am.
She received a letter from someone that they sent the thing from Jersey.
Yes, ma'am.
And they're threatening to send her back to Jersey.
Yes, ma'am. About what?
Today she spoke with the parole officer here.
Get an attorney and handle that case.
Yes, sir. That's what he told her just to do as he told her to do when we last came.
Oh, you got to do so. We don't have to get off into that.
Yes, sir.
We just put that up on the legal formality case, too.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, yes, sir.
I'll pray to you to allow God and the President of the Master of the Jesus. That's why you keep the record on that behavior pattern and everything and the plural of the
Yes, sir.
So I'm busy to run down the prison. That's what I'm saying. I'm on switch for the middle of the sun. Black man, you got to get Bella into my so-called Jabari to the level of understanding like a supreme captain. But when he's the supreme captain, that doesn't mean that he's over the mother of civilization.
Oh, yes, sir.
I'm talking about the male genders.
Yes, sir.
You're not talking about over the sisters.
Yes, sir.
He has no authority over the sisters.
Yes, sir.
Be the male genders.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So he has to be able to be brought up on that particular level, and if there's no one out there that's over him under the male gender aspect.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
Okay, and as it is in heaven, so should it be on earth. And if that's the one that's around, Muhammad is up here in the mothership, and the Muslim is like Muhammad is up in the mothership, then down here on the planet Earth, that person likened to the son of man has to be in something too related to the mother. Isn't that right?
That's right, yes, sir.
He has to be in the center of the mother of civilization.
Yes, sir.
You understand, which is the sisters.
Yes, sir.
And that's why it surrounds itself with the sisters, the mother of civilization. And he speaks out from the mother of civilization, and the mother of civilization takes it on, put it into the book, forms and pass it down the house, through it out to the people.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
Sister Lagan and the baby ship, and the little baby ship, which you call your forefathers, is the little male children.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Dropping the wisdom and knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Different so is it on earth.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So now we understand a little better of where we're at and everything. Everything is running okay and everything is all right around the house and stuff?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'll please you to allow me to see no hate whatsoever.
Yes, sir.
And seeing that, so when I talk tomorrow morning, I'll be able to get some more questions of what the sister might want to ask us, answer them on the so-called, and the ward might want to say, ask some more questions about different things and stuff.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes, sir. Okay, well, it's time for me to go back to the single cell.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and to tomorrow, I'll play this tape or have it write this tape. You got to put some tapes over there with Sister Anthony on the so-called KK.
Yes, sir. All I got to press the Master 165 Muhammad, Master Most Honorable Azabam, to the words from Master J, man. We're working on that, sir. She's
okay,
coming over
right,
tomorrow
then.
Morning.
Who?
She's coming. She's y'all who?
And I said, I'm going to the degree of the creator, Master Plan.
Well, like the salam to the degree of the creator, Master Plan, sir.
Upon speaking with the Master J, date being March the 25th, 1994, Sajalahu.
Jalahu and Walaika Salam to the degree of the Creator's Master Plan of the Year of Our Lord and Host of March the 26th, 1994. Works of the Master J, we're in the door, sir.
Yes, ma'am. You know, about time the President of Master Walaika Salam, how many of the Muslim Brothers, how many had me talking on, had me relating on why they call April, you know, why they're talking about April. You know, the 1st of April is always April Fool's Day.
Yes, sir.
And then it ended into Easter.
Yes, sir.
And Easter's supposed to be the symbolic of when Jesus is supposed to raise the sun.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll pray to do the Lord God and the President of Master Wallace Deep Ramahama, the Senator for the Messenger of the Most Honorable Black Mama, and they were making known that we were still talking about, which I had been doing this a long time ago, though. Yeah, Lord God and the President of Master Wallace Deep Ramahama, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Black Mama, the world informed me of this a long time ago, and we have spoke about it before. But the reason that they call it April Fool's Day on the 1st is because they was trying to say that Jesus was raised in that particular day, but then what it was relating to is the resurrection of Master J, one like and two, Lord God and the President of Master Wallace Deep Ramahama, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Black Mama, Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Dated by March the 31st.
Yes, sir.
Not the 1st.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, this was dealing in the resurrection of the one likened to the Son of Man.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But I'll pray to do to allow God in the prison of the Deep Ground. I'm the Sister of the Messenger of the Most Honorable Black Mama. You know how I used to say in the record, we got a message in the music, and you know how you talk about zigzag bound, and you know the way zigzag in order to bring you up?
Yes, sir.
But also, they say that they have a symbol in the message of the J, and the message of the music, and the message of all this here in that letter J. Well, that's one reason that, you know, most of your jackrabbits are brown.
Yes, sir.
And so Jack is J.
Yes, sir.
Brown is for the color here and the movements that they make, so even in nature it has a message about that so-called brown.
Oh, yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'll pray the two-door lock on the prison of the Rats of Brown. I'm just going to put a message of the Muslim and the last moment in this particular day and time. But yes, ma'am, as we were saying before, when we're going into something about you, we're talking about you. Now, everybody, when they go on the path to start coming into the Nation of Islam and start going on fasts and different things, everybody's body is not on the same particular level, so it reacts in a different kind of manner. But when you go on a fast, you start throwing that poison out, and if the poison is too horrible, it makes you gag. Some people get real dizzy in the head, some get real weak, some gag, and some, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that just means that you that fast is really necessarily needed.
Okay, yes, sir.
So I'll tell you, that's why a lot of people say, and I got to put the message to my mother, that my mother says that you keep some people's chew cloves or different things to have something that they keep in their mouth. But that don't mean no candy bar.
Yes, sir.